This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe. The world-renowned annual tech show will be back in Barcelona from 4th to the 7th of February 2025. It's time for virtually impossible experiences, to discover where show meets business, to uncover tomorrow's tech today and develop our own knowledge. Time to be inspired, reconnect with each other and drive things forward. Time to switch it back on at ISE 2025. Register today and save €215. Visit iseurope.org and use the code integratedhome for your free registration. ISE 2025, connection restored.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward and today we're looking forward to Integrated Systems Europe, the industry's premium event for smart home integrators. How is the event shaping up in Barcelona next February? What will be new from Cedia at ISE 2025? And why is the show a must-attend event for smart home integrators across the EMEA region? Welcome to the Integrated Home. I'm delighted to have two very special guests with me for this conversation today. Welcome Mike Blackman from ISE and Daryl Friedman from Cedia. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, before we begin, can you just give us a brief introduction into who you are and your roles? Mike, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm Mike Blackman. I'm Managing Director of Integrated Systems Events, and we are the organizers of ISE, and we're actually a joint venture of Cedia and Avixa.
Cool. Okay. And Daryl?
I'm Daryl Friedman. I'm the Global President and CEO of Cedia. So I have the fortunate job of being able to run this association, but also to be part of ISE. We're 50% owners of it, and I'm always excited about that show.
Excellent. Now, Mike, just fill us in a little bit on the history of ISE, because it's now how many years in Barcelona?
We're now officially in our third year. We actually had a little event in 21 to show support for the city and show that the industry was still alive, but that was just a regional event with about 25 companies. But our first real official event in Barcelona was in 2022. 23, we saw recovery after COVID, and 24 really hit back. So
it really did. And what were the numbers for 24?
We were almost 74,000 people, wow. Which was a record.
Wow.
In terms of space, it was, including the audio demo rooms, we're over 82,000 net square meters of use space. And it was 1,400 exhibitors from, I think, about 192 countries.
And how many iterations now are we at ISE?
This was the 20th year. We started the show in 2004 in Geneva. 2005, we went to Amsterdam. We couldn't get a tenancy in Amsterdam in 2006, so we went to Brussels. And 2007, we went back to Amsterdam, and we grew and grew and outgrew the city. So in 2017, looking at the projections of where we anticipated being in 21, we decided we needed to find a bigger home. And we ran our last show in Amsterdam in 2020.
Wow. And I think anybody who was there, I mean, Daryl, you were there in the last few years. It's a breathtaking show, right?
It's the perfect city for this. It's the perfect venue for it. I mean, the fear is fantastic. And, it's awe-inspiring. I mean, my first year, I can remember just, I couldn't believe every major brand was there for the smart home integrator. Every aspect of learning is there. The new innovations are there. It's a must-see show.
And you talked about Avixa and Cedia being co-owners of the show, Mike. So that obviously gives great credibility to the show and makes it a destination for all members of those bodies.
Absolutely. And I think it reinforces the fact that this is a show for the industry, by the industry. We have a board that's made up primarily of senior executives of the two associations, plus three exhibitors. So really transparency and insight into what we do as an organization and control from that, the way we work. And I'm fortunate to have people like Daryl, you know, behind this to help us decide on how we're positioning the show, how we manage it and what we do, that it really does represent the industry.
So you're obviously working closely with Mike and his team to make sure that 2025 is even more successful than 2024.
Yeah, it's absolutely three great teams. That's one of the fortunate things about the running of ISE, which is that, you know, we have my great folks at Cedia, and Avixa's team is fantastic. But, you know, the professionalism of Mike and his team is really indescribable. They do not know how to fail, and they put on a show that's just amazing every year. And we just we just are so proud to be part of it.
Excellent. And ambitions-wise for 2025, now I know Smart Home is a big ambition for you to grow that audience. Do you want to just talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, generally, ISE is growing. I can tell you today, we're already 20% larger than we were this year. So, and part of that is residential as well. So we're seeing that grow, but we have ambitions for the future of how we really help that part of the show grow. We've been unable to offer audio demo rooms at a reasonable price to the industry. So we've been in long discussions with Fiera Barcelona about building permanent rooms that can actually offer that facility, offer that opportunity for the residential sector as part of a development they've got within the Fiera, and saying, okay, build us rooms of this size, make them soundproof so we can offer this. And I believe that we're anticipating starting with about 20 rooms that will be available for the residential part of the industry to offer audio demos in a good environment.
That's excellent.
So it's part of the planning. We see other sectors as part of residential that will come in the future, but certainly for 2025, we've already sold out. So it's tough to take any more in that sector. We have space available in other parts of the show and can still accommodate companies in the residential area in Hall 8. But our planning is to create more space purely for the residential sector for the future.
And from what I remember of 2024, a large part of the residential space was Hall 2.
So correct.
Is that then going to be bigger this year?
We are negotiating to get additional space in there, another couple of thousand square meters of space availability, which we hope will be available by 27, maybe 26. We've got another facility being built by Fiera next to that as well that will be available for 26. And then in 2027, we have a new hall being built of an additional 32,000 net square meters of space plus rooms. So there's lots of development going on. We're playing the jigsaw puzzle still, trying to fit everything around the Fiera and seeing what parts of the building can be best long-term for each sector of the show. For those of you who've been there and those maybe haven't been there, because ISE has grown to be so large, we've sectionalized to actually help our audience navigate the show. So when you start in Hall 1 is all about collaboration tools. Hall 2, the biggest part is residential and smart building. The other part is education. Hall 3 and 5 are general. So that's where you'll see Crestron. That's where you'll see Lutron, companies like that.
And a lot of the projector brands are
in
those halls.
A lot of projector brands in there. Hall 4 is broadcast and digital signage, or AV broadcast and digital signage. Hall 7 is lighting and staging. And Hall 8 is another general part, plus the pro audio demo rooms. So a big show, but we've done it in this way to actually help our audience navigate, to actually go and find the parts of the show which are really relevant to them first, and then discover the rest.
And for anybody listening who hasn't been to Barcelona, I can verify that navigating the Fiera is a complete and utter joy compared to what you had in Amsterdam.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had the fortune that Barcelona has been built in one go as a purpose-built facility. Whereas the Rye, they built one section, then a few years later, they built another section and another. We as a team working there could walk around that place blindfolded. But we realized very quickly that for attendees, even those who'd been there for a couple of years, navigating the place was really a nightmare because it ran in a circle. And unless you really knew it, it was very difficult to find out where you were. With Barcelona, we have one major corridor and everything runs left or right from there. And you even have a fast track going over the top so you can get from the front to the back really easily. And it was one of the reasons why we chose that facility. Very modern, very new, really easy to work with.
And I think it's worth pointing out as well that there is no other destination in Europe where all the brands that you want to see are going to be there.
That's correct. And when we made the move from Amsterdam, there was a lot of thought process going through, a lot of research around different venues in Europe, just to look to see not only a city that had a venue that was large enough and fitting enough for ISE, but a city that had enough accommodation, a city that could actually manage transportation not only to and from the city with having enough flights, trains, etc., but also around the city. And part of our negotiations with the city was to actually offer free transportation, public transportation, to all exhibitors and attendees throughout the show.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. I'm not sure that that gets across to a lot of visitors.
Yeah, well, I think we need to promote it more. Our hopes were to include it as part of the badge, but the security systems and reading systems don't match up. So the only way you can do it is when you come to FIRA, you go to a desk there and show your badge, and they'll give you the train ticket for the 4 days. We're working with the transportation authorities to see if we can incorporate this some sort of chip in the badge in the future, but we're not there yet. The other thing as well we want to do in the future is also is to distribute the tickets at the airport when you arrive, to actually make a special desk at the airport. And so that's also in the future planning.
Okay, excellent. And Daryl, what's your experience of visiting the show in Barcelona? Do you enjoy it?
Well, it's a fantastic show, but even with Mike was talking about Hall 2 being primarily the residential exhibits, and that hall is massive. If you only had Hall 2, you would still, like, that would be an amazing show because there's so much to see. But we find what a lot of our residential tech integrators do is they'll spend a lot of time in Hall 2. Every brand you want to see is there, but they also want to maybe explore into some of the other halls because a lot of our residential integrators also do some light commercial work. So they want to learn. So it's just a massive show, and it's the one place you can go that, you know, you can see everything. And if, you know, what I tell a smart home professional is that if you've not been to ISE, you've got to go to experience this and you'll love it. But even if you've gone and you think maybe why I went last year, there's always something new. There's always innovation. There's always something new to see and something new to learn. And I would just say this is kind of a must-attend event for our community every single year.
And I think that's important to talk about the CD community because it's not just Anglo-Saxon speaking countries like the UK and the US, but, you know, Barcelona is a hub for integrators across Europe, and you see lots of international visitors coming to your booth, don't you?
Yeah, and CD is a global association. We have members in 70 countries, and they all, you know, end up at ISE because that's the one place where we can all become a community together for everyone around the world and be in one place at one time and have a great experience.
And very big, I've noticed the attendees from India and certainly South Africa. I've seen lots of attendees, and even Australia, they're coming to the show.
We get them from all over the world. I once got in the lift with some Australians in my hotel, and I said, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "You know, this is the destination where we can find and see. This is where all the product launches happen." So they're making their way there to be at ISE, see what's new on the market. But I also have to iterate a little bit on what Daryl said about going to the rest of the show. You'll see in Hall 3, some of those brands who cover multiple sectors. They're in residential, but they also cover commercial as well. And most of those major brands like Samsung, LG, Sony, Crestron, Digital Projection, many of these companies are all in Hall 3, which we class as a multi-product sector of the show. So it's worth actually going there as well. And you'll see the majority of the larger residential brands being there.
And in Europe, it is a thing that some cities are perhaps less welcoming than others, but do you want to just talk through what's happening in Barcelona?
I mean, I have to go back and tell the story. I spoke at a conference a few months ago, and it was asked about how we built our relationship with the city of Barcelona. And I recall when we made the decision to move to Barcelona, shortly afterwards, there were a lot of demonstrations on the street against the over-tourism. And I got a lot of phone calls from manufacturers saying, "Mike, have you made the right decision?" The two things on there. One is that ISE is about business tourism. It's bringing people in who spend money. And these complaints were more about the tourism where people were coming in, not spending a lot of money, taking up the use of the cheaper accommodation that was detrimental to the local people. You know, I have problems with some of my employees in Barcelona who can't afford to live alone because of the prices of accommodation, because a lot of small accommodations being taken up by Airbnb. You know, the reaction is there. There are things being done about it. The key thing is that what we have done for the city, and part of our reaction to saying, how do we deal with this, is doing things for the citizens. We put on a large mapping event, free of charge, for the citizens. We're working with Casa Batlló. We've been doing it for 3 years now, where last year we had over 80,000 people in the street seeing this. And they know that ISE has brought it to them, and they appreciate it. We sponsor the YUM lighting event in the city. We have been sponsoring art presentations and collections at the Miro Gallery. So we've been doing things to actually work with the city so they know we're not just taking, we're coming in and actually contributing to the city. We did an economic impact survey that showed what the effect of ISE is on the city of Barcelona. It's over 400 million euros.
In terms of safety and security, which is another kind of impact that we're seeing across Europe, you're also working with authorities on that too?
So we're in constant communication with the police departments and working with them. And it's more about awareness. And I had a friend said to me last year, wow, ISE must have been really busy. I said, oh, did you visit? He said, no, but I saw these people walking on the streets with badges. And this is an absolute no-no, because you're saying to somebody who might identify you as a tourist or someone who doesn't know how to avoid the wrong places, hey, that guy's not regular, let me try and rob him. So, you know, these are one of the key things, take your badge off. So we'll be doing an awareness campaign, working with the police, working with the various hotels to actually help people understand the best way to avoid getting into that sort of issues.
Okay, I get that. And on a positive, looking forward to ISE 2025, Daryl, CEDIA presumably will have lots going on as well for visitors.
Yeah, well, CEDIA produces its own events. So in addition to the amazing floor that our members and residential integrators can see, we also produce our annual meeting there, a member reception. But the main thing is CEDIA produces the Smart Home Technology Conference. And that's days of learning, best-in-class education, demonstrations, on-hands training, business training. And I know in part two of this podcast, you'll get a little bit more into that with my colleague. But I think that's another great factor for a system integrator to come to Barcelona at ISE.
And the conference education side, that stretches across the commercial side as well. So integrators that have got feet in both camps, there's lots for them there too.
Absolutely. And you'll see more and more, not just on the conference part, but also on the thought leadership. We put in good keynotes and presentations from interesting people. So there's a lot. It's not just about walking the floor. There's a lot to get information and learn about our industry as well.
And we talk a lot in the CEDIA world about community, the smart home integration community coming together. There are lots of events in the evenings. I mean, you can fill your boots which parties you choose to go to, can't you?
Yeah, and it's a place that people love. They look forward to every year because that's the place you can come together live in person. I mean, there are a lot of ways to connect with CEDIA. We have a CEDIA app coming out, but nothing beats being face-to-face in the same room with somebody and a community of thousands of people coming together. It's just that moment in the year that everyone looks forward to.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm looking forward to it already. And here we are in September, CEDIA Expo in Denver, where we're having this conversation. And here we are looking forward to February 2025. Can't come soon enough, Mike.
Yeah, 4th to 7th of February, Fira Gran Via, Barcelona. If you have the time, spend the weekend. Barcelona is a great city. One of the factors that helped us choose Barcelona was it was voted by our community as the best place for entertainment, for hospitality, and an evening out.
Okay, so final word from you, Daryl. Why should people listening to this podcast go to ISE 2025?
Well, there's so many reasons, but I think the main one is just to stay ahead of the innovation, because ISE is a place for innovation. And you'll see something new every single year. It's always a different show. And on top of that, you have community, you have education, but really it's that place to just keep abreast of the latest and greatest in residential technology.
One of our themes always at ISE was it's a place to network, learn, and do business. So networking is a key factor to this, doing business and actually finding out what's happening.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you, Mike and Daryl, for sharing all that news and information today. Thank you both.
Thank you.
This episode of the Integrated Home Podcast is powered by Integrated Systems Europe.
Now, I am delighted to be joined by Paul DeLink from CEDIA to talk about the education and training program for smart home professionals at ISE 2025. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Now, first of all, before we get into the detail of this education program, describe who you are and your role at CEDIA for me.
Sure. So I am currently the Vice President of Education and Training for CEDIA here in the United States, but represent the global organization for CEDIA. And prior to joining, I spent 11 years in the electrical side, managing apprenticeship, instructor training, everything relating to the electrical side.
So why does ISE matter in terms of CEDIA education? Why is it so important?
Sure. So with ISE being in Spain and representing the European market, obviously CEDIA is a global trade association. And really this gives us an opportunity to meet with the European market, but also for CEDIA as a whole to focus on advocacy, education, and connection and also just providing the cutting edge, state-of-the-art advancements within the smart home industry to share in the European market.
And Cedia does a lot online, but this is in-person training. And I think in-person training, we all feel that in-person training is much more resonant for a lot of people. Would you agree with that?
Completely agree with that. Obviously, you know, I'm a relatively young guy where, you know, everything seems to be social media and take your training online. But I do still strongly believe that in-person training allows for individuals to be able to see things in real time, to be able to ask questions, and also to connect with individuals in a classroom setting. And it also allows, whether it's new technology, you can touch it, you can explore with the new technology, you can ask the questions in real time. So for me, in-person training is so important within this industry.
Excellent. And the Cedia education program at ISE, I mean, I've taken a look at it. It is super extensive this year. So do you want to talk us through some of the key things about the training that's on offer?
Yeah. So this year we have different tracks, which is new in terms of just trying to keep things combined. So we have a lighting and wellness track, business strategies and project management. Just kind of a side note, at the CD Expo in Denver, we conducted a task force or focus group to basically hear what is needed from our members and from manufacturers, and was surprised to learn that business strategies is very important and key for our members, as well as manufacturers are seeing that as well. So with ISE, we do have a business project management track, which I think will be highly attended, and I'm excited to be able to offer that. We also have a power management and energy sustainability. We have a home cinema and immersive audio track. We have an AI and tech trends, so just seeing how the industry is changing. And then we also have an architecture design and build. And another track that I think is very exciting, which is new for Cedia, we have sessions that will be offered in Spanish. Being that we're in Barcelona, Spain, I'm happy to announce that we will have tracks in Spanish to help the local market, and also to, you know, provide more options for attendees. And then we also then have our workshops this year as well.
Wow. Wow. I mean, there's plenty there for people to get their teeth into. Are there any particular highlights within those tracks that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I would say, obviously, I think lighting and wellness would be important. Obviously, that's an area within the smart home industry that's always evolving, ever changing. So just being up to speed and see where that area within the industry is evolving, I think is very important. Also just looking at, you know, AI, I know that's something that is also changing, and just seeing where things currently are within the smart home industry with tech trends to be able to see that. But I would just say, you know, it takes some time to look at the schedule. I also know that we have more sessions that we have this year than what we had in 2024, which again, I'm happy that Cedia is able to provide.
And breaking it down into these tracks, I mean, that makes it super easy for people to find what they're interested in, where they particularly want to go to improve their skills or improve their knowledge. It's going to be a lot easier for them to identify.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will say another one we also have is networking and cybersecurity. And obviously, I think these are two areas that, you know, regardless of what country you're in, this is something that governments are looking at. So I think, you know, for integrators and for members, manufacturers, I also would highly recommend the networking and cybersecurity track, because again, that's just an area that is continuously to grow and very important globally.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And so this is all part of the paid conference program, but there's also a free Cedia Talks program on the show floor. Is that right?
Yes. So this year we will be bringing back the stage option that we have. So it is free for any attendee to attend. We're filling out the schedule, and that should be ready in the next couple weeks. But I think we're going to have about 17 or 18 different topics on the smart home stage, and definitely recommend looking at that schedule as it becomes live.
Very good. And where can people go to find out more, to register, to pay for these courses? And how much are they going to need to pay? What's the deal?
Sure. So this year, we have a little bit of a new structure where a day pass for attendees for members is 230 euro. However, and I highly recommend purchasing the CD All Access Pass for 400 euro, which will cover the whole duration of ISC. And it allows attendees to be able to look at the different tracks that I mentioned, to be able to see, you know, what makes sense in that you're not having to pay the daily rate, but you have an all-access pass for the time that you're there. And to learn more, to see what's available, I would visit iseurope.org and click on the blue registration button. And please make sure you visit that because rates will go up in December.
So early birds get the best value on education.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Excellent. And we've got some great presenters. I see Rich Green is talking. There's lots and lots of familiar faces. Peter Aylett's doing sessions. I mean, you've got a stellar cast of presenters, haven't you, from the CEDIA volunteers?
We really do. And just big thank you to our CEDIA volunteers and our subject matter experts who have been around and just are so knowledgeable and willing to provide their knowledge with CEDIA members or even, you know, non-members who are learning about the industry. Really appreciate that. And just take time looking at the schedule. Like I said, Leslie Shiner is another one who does a great job with business courses. She's actually conducting a workshop for the Friday, February 7th. So that would be another one to attend. But yeah, we have a great lineup, great speakers, and just the best experts within their area of expertise presenting.
And I'm not one for self-promotion, so I'm going to say Amanda Wildman's doing an amazing social media workshop on the Friday too, which I've got a supporting part in, so do check that one out too.
Absolutely. Now I'll throw out the name, Jeff, of the session that you're doing. So From Cables to Connect, Mastering Marketing for Integrators. There's a part one and part two. So yes, Amanda Wildman, yourself, and also Eileen Taylor, who is with CEDIA staff. Really, I think, honestly, like I said earlier, a session like this, it's breaking the mold, changing things up, but really looking at, you know, how better to market your brand, your company, you know, looking at different social media. Again, this is where things are changing. This is where people are. So definitely, I think that would be a great session that everyone could probably learn something by attending that workshop.
One final thing. What's your final message to European integrators thinking about going to the show?
Yeah, I would say please make sure you visit the website, look at the schedule and what CEDIA has lined up. There's definitely something there for everyone, regardless of the area within the smart home. I will also say another exciting thing that CEDIA is also participating in this year is the ISC Career Day with AVIXA. And so this is also another event that I would ask integrators to attend. Meet with men and women who are interested in the smart home industry to see if we could even hire and help fill that void within the European market as well. So definitely we're looking at all aspects within the smart home industry, whether you're new coming into the industry with a career day or you've been an integrator for the last 30 plus years, there's something there for everyone. And just really recommend you visit iseurope.org and sign up today.
Brilliant. Thanks, Paul. Been great speaking with you. Look forward to catching up with you face-to-face in Barcelona.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike, Daryl, and Paul for sharing all their thoughts and news on ISE 2025 with us today. You can find out more about The Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Integrated Systems Europe. We are a Wildwood Plus production.